It's 85 degrees and a little cloudy here in Nashville. Good evening. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 5:32. Early voting in Tennessee's primaries comes to an end this Saturday. At the polls in Williamson County, voters there are casting ballots in the same congressional race as parts of Memphis and rural West Tennessee after redistricting. WPLN's Mariana Bacayao spoke with voters about the 9th congressional race and has this report.
Early voting for this primary election is on track to beat previous records for the sheer number of people coming to the polls. But voters aren't all that excited about their choices.
Did I feel like coming? No, I didn't. I'm an old man, beat up. But I felt like it was my obligation, so that's why I voted.
Were there any candidates that excited you?
Not really.
That voter walked away before I could get his name. And for Brentwood Democrats, that excitement is also muted.
Were there any candidates you were excited about?
Not particular. Well, Justin Pearson.
Pearson?
I'm super excited to see Justin Pearson.
I like the advocacy, and I would fully support that type of representation and fairness.
He is a very strong candidate for representing Tennessee. It's kind of ironic that the reason I am able to vote for him is something that I vehemently disagree with.
I don't like the idea of any effort that's made to exclude individuals from having proper representation.
That was Walter Owens, Aaron Lockhart, and Allie Davis. Owens is a military veteran who grew up attending segregated schools. He says he understands how important representation is because he remembers a time before it.
I think when you redistrict and you have representatives who not in touch with those districts, I think that it really is a disservice.
Primary election day is Thursday, August 6th. Mariana Bacayao, WPLN News.
There are a few changes for Tennessee's public school students this new academic year. One of them will focus more on the impacts of Christianity and religion on American history. A new law mandating that kind of instruction is named the Charlie Kirk American Heritage Act. It includes the religious views of the signers of the Declaration of Independence, the influence of religion on the civil rights movement, and how the Ten Commandments shaped American laws.